This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Rest of it, the news, the headlines first. Fifth day of Tihar, also known as Yama Panchak, celebrated as Govardhan Puja. Nepal Sambat 1146 begins from today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki commits to initiate process of including Nepal Sambat on Nepali currency notes. Police report death of three people due to drowning while immersing a Durga idol at Suryapura Ghat of Gairahawa 6 in Rupandehi, and 63 people killed in Uganda road accident. Now the news in detail. The fifth day of Tihar, also known as Yama Panchak, has been celebrated as Govardhan Puja, Bali Puja, Ox Goru Puja, Ploughman, also known as Hali Puja, and Farmer Worship Day. Courtyards were cleaned and decorated with cow dung mounds, symbolizing the Govardhan Mountain, which were then worshipped. This tradition honors the event from the Dwapar Yuga when Lord Krishna lifted the Govardhan Mountain on his palm to protect the people of Gokul from heavy rains. Similarly, Bali was also worshipped today. According to mythology, under Lord Vishnu's command, King Bali was granted the right to rule the mortal world from Kartik Krishna Trayodashi to Kartik Shukla Dwitiya. In his honor, Bali Puja is performed during this period. Likewise, oxen were worshipped today for their vital role in agriculture, as they have traditionally helped plow fields. As bulls, oxen are also considered the vehicle of Lord Shiva. They are offered prayers and fed special treats, with the belief that they will remain happy and continue supporting agricultural work throughout the year. The ploughman, also known as Hali, who drives the oxen, is also invited into homes and honored with tikka, gifts and sweets. For this reason, the day is also known as Hal Tihar. Earlier in the morning, cows were worshipped and fed delicacies in celebration of Gai Tihar. There is also a religious belief that tying the sacred thread, which was tied on the right wrist during Saun Shukla Purnima to cow's tail on this day, will help the soul cross the mythical river Baitarni after death and reach heaven. Likewise, Nevar community also celebrated the beginning of Nepal Sambat 1146 today itself. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has announced that the government is moving forward with preparation to include Nepal Sambat on Nepali currency notes. On the occasion of the start of Nepal Sambat 1146 today, during separate special programs held in Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur, Prime Minister Karki expressed her commitment to consult with relevant parties and advance the process of including Nepal Sambat on Nepali notes, highlighting that Nepal still struggles with absolute poverty and inequality. Prime Minister Karki emphasized the need for everyone to commit to following the path shown by Shankara Sakwa in ending poverty and inequality and improving the economic status of Nepali people. The Prime Minister expressed commitment that the citizen government formed through the Gen Z movement against corruption will hold elections on the scheduled date, address the rightful demands of the Gen Z group according to the constitution, and fulfill its duty to serve the Nepali people. Likewise, Prime Minister Karki urged all political parties and groups to cooperate for fair elections and place the government's commitment to a safe voting environment on the 5th of March. On Nepal Sambat 1146, she paid tribute to Shankara Sakwa in Bhaktapur and spoke at events in Kathmandu and Lalitpur. Nepal Sambat began in 936 Bikram Sambat, that is 880 AD, to honor Shankara Sakwa's debt relief efforts, and was declared the national calendar on the 23rd of October in 2008, now also recognized in official documents. Three people drowned on Wednesday while immersing a Durga idol at Suryapura Ghat in Gaira Hawa, rural municipality 6 in Rupandehi. According to Rupandehi police spokesperson Inspector Suraj Karki, the deceased have been identified as 13-year-old Ajay Harijan, 15-year-old Deepu Harijan and 28-year-old Rohit Harijan, all from Mayadevi Rural Municipality 1. Police said they had gone to immerse the idol at Santeshwar Ghat, located at the confluence of Danav and Kanchan rivers in Suryapura. When the three went missing during the immersion, police and local residents began a search operation. Their bodies were later found about 200 meters downstream. On the day of Kartik Shukla Pratipada, the Newar community of other places, various places are observing Mahapuja self-worship day today. Every year on this day, people from the Newar community celebrate Mahapuja, a festival dedicated to honoring the self, Ma. There is a religious belief that by satisfying and keeping the self happy, deities are also pleased and offer blessings, making one's life meaningful. This festival is mainly celebrated in areas with a significant Newar population. Meanwhile, the residents of Bhaktapur municipality have celebrated Bhai Tika today. A meeting attended by the priest from Talesu temple, astrologers Dr. Virendra Prasad Kayastha and Kedar Prasad Daivajna Joshi had decided to celebrate Tihar on different dates from the set by Nepal Calendar Determination Development Committee. However, in Bhaktapur, festivals follow timings set by Talesu temple priest, but this year the National Calendar Committee, also known as Nepal Calendar Determination Development Committee, has set Bhai Tika for Kartik 6. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garde Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu ho sami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The district police range Bhaktapur has found ammunition of various weapons in an abandoned condition. According to Superintendent of Police Prakash Jabeju of Bhaktapur Police Range, police recovered 5 rounds of 303 rifle rounds and 2 SLR rounds abandoned near a squatter settlement by the Manohara River in Lokanthali, Madhepur, Timi 1. Meanwhile, escaped prisoner 29-year-old Neeraj Tamang of Pokhara 16 serving time for rape was arrested in Bositol of Changu Narayan 6. He had fled Jagannath Dewal jail during the September 9 Gen Z movement and was returned to custody by Kharipati police. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. 2 buses collided on a major motorway in Uganda early on Wednesday, killing 63 people and injuring several others, police said. The AFP news agency cited police statement on X as saying the incident occurred on the Kampala-Gulu highway just after midnight when 2 buses met head-on during the overtaking maneuvers. One of the drivers swerved in an attempt to avoid collision but instead caused a chain reaction which led to at least 4 other vehicles losing control and overturning several times. Those hurt had been taken to Kiriandongo Hospital and other nearby medical facilities, the statement said, but did not give any further details on the number injured or the extent of their wounds. Israel and Hamas have exchanged the remains of more captives, but the Palestinian groups say Israel is failing to uphold the terms of the Gaza ceasefire agreement by refusing to reopen the crucial Rafah border crossing with Egypt. According to Al Jazeera, the bodies of 2 more Israeli captives, 1 soldier and 1 civilian, were returned to Israel late on Tuesday and identified early on Wednesday as those of 85-year-old Aryeh Zalmanovich and 38-year-old Army Master Sergeant Tamir Adar. Hamas has handed over the bodies of 15 Israeli captives to the ICRC as part of a ceasefire deal. The Qassam brigades facilitated the handover in Gaza. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the south pashchim along with the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain and snow is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly and mountainous region of Karnali and south pashchim provinces and at one or two places in the hilly and mountainous region of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 5th day of Tihar, also known as Yama Panchak, celebrated as Govardhan Puja. Nepal Sambat 1146 begins from today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki commits to initiate process of including Nepal Sambat on Nepali currency notes. Police report death of 3 people due to drowning while immersing a Durga idol at Suryapura Ghat of Kaidahawa 6 in Rupandehi and 63 people killed in Uganda road accident. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.